All right, A-Ray, well, look, good day for you overall. You got points. You ran inside the top 20. That's a positive for you. But you did have an issue late in the Moto 1, and then Cade got you, which is I love it. You're fine. You're okay, but this is going to be great.
I think I beat him overall. I think I beat him overall.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah, yeah.
But he got you that point that, you know, you were in 20th or 19th, and he got
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, so first moto, I was 16 the whole race. Yeah. And then Wageman caught me a little bit towards the end, and then I left the door open, and he just came in pretty hot, and, you know, he took my front wheel out. So, I mean, hey, I mean, I would have done the same thing. And yeah, like, then kept digging around 17 and then – or 19 towards yeah. the end. And then, yeah, coming in a corner, and the bike just sort of shut off, and I couldn't restart.
Last lap, right?
Yeah, yeah. Last lap. Yeah. I still actually got, like, 25th, but, yeah, like you said, Cade got a point that first moto because I
– You're welcome, Cade.
Yeah. And then second moto was good. I got a decent start, worked my way up, and I sort of stayed there, you know. Like, I had Bowers behind me for, like, half the race, yeah. and then I seen that he was sort of getting frustrated with me. He made
I was eyeing that battle.
Yeah, yeah. He got frustrated a little bit with me because I did – in fact, I did get a little sketchy in front of him and cross-jump okay. him a bit. Sorry about that, but yeah, you know, I mean, 18, it's not ideal, but it's a good way to end the season, especially with the season that I've had, and yeah, I mean, it's good to get some points at the end of the year.
How different was this track from a practice day?
Not much.
No?
No, a little bit bigger bumps, but I mean, for the most part, if you come here, like, late afternoon, this is kind of what it looks like. I mean, more ruts, yes, yeah. but... And the bumps are a bit bigger, but other than that, it's the same old shitty Paulo.
This outdoor season couldn't have gone any worse for you to start.
Yeah.
God-awful. And then, you know, you had a few ups and downs, but the last month has been better.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And, you know, I just got to give it up to the team. You know, they've helped me out a bunch. They've gone above and beyond for me, SGB Racing, Maxxis, Babbitts, Kawasaki. And, yeah, I mean, they got me, like, whenever I was struggling, they got me some bikes. And it really... It really helped me out for the second leg of the races, so it was good.
Figure we're going to be like 85 next year, number 85-ish. What do you how do you feel?
It's not ideal. It's a lot it's a lot higher than what I have right now, but whatever it is, I'll gel with it. I just want to give a big shout out to Custom Upfits for sponsoring me this year, this weekend. It was awesome.
What about the fucking Rob Bell guy?
Dude, Rob Bell's crushing it, bro. I'm like, "Hey, Rob Bell, like, do you have any blisters?" He's like, "Nah, I'm made of concrete, bro." He's in working hands.
So he'd never been to California until this time.
No. No, and he wanted to ride Glen Helen so bad the other day. Like, I was taking my gear off. He just started putting my gear on and just went out there and rode my bike.
No kneecaps, no
nothing. No, nothing, no. And just ripping, throwing whips, everything, all kinds of stuff. He's an animal.
It's unbelievable, this Rob Bell guy. Well, yeah, at one point, Jeremy, you and him were all top 20. Like, so it's pretty cool.
All
pretty
three
good.
Of us
yeah.
were top 20
yeah.
second moto.
It's pretty good for the team.
Yeah, yeah, great day for the team. Rod Bell, he's been crushing it all year. Yeah. You know, Jeremy Smith, he's been solid too. He had a little bit of a hiccup there in Millville where he yeah. fractured his tailbone, actually. And he missed one race, but that was it. And, yeah, so.
If nobody ever asks you about your muffler again, that'll be fine?
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, that would be 100% awesome. So, people, power of pulp, stop commenting on my fucking pictures on Instagram. Yeah,
that sounds good. All right, man, thanks.
Yep, thank you.